Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. My guest is Stephen Elo, who I met through JP and Lisa, who are here in studio tonight. And if you guys are... if you're near Facebook, we're on Facebook Live at LA Talk Radio, and we're actually... you can check out everything that we're doing here, because we got some interesting gear here. And then also, besides JP and Lisa being here, a very good friend and great guitar player, Jeffrey Marshall, is coming down to hang with us and check out some of this really cool stuff. But first, before we start, I just want Steve, kind of go through your background a little bit and give us a little bit where you're playing, where your influences, all that stuff, and go from there.
Well, I was born many years ago. I started playing at about 8. My sister taught me to play. She used to play in USO clubs, all the place in a folk
band. I love that your sister taught you to play. That's awesome.
She totally did. Totally did. Well, actually, I take that back. She gave me one lesson, and that was it. I was done. It was, put that damn thing down, all day, from my mother. But I grew up in bands. I started playing in bands by the time I was 10. I think I did my first commercial when I was 13. Session guy for a while. I had a couple solo record deals that went nowhere, like so many do. And stayed a session guy for a long time. I played a lot of club bands and a lot of this and that. Playing a lot of tribute bands now because it makes money. my battle cry lately had been, you got a dollar, I got an open night, I'm in your band too. Mm-hmm. And, I have a real problem with the word no. Ask anybody at my house. And then I worked at Roland for many years. Not many, but around 5 years in marketing. And then Avi had started talking to me way back then with Boutique Amps Distribution. And I think then it was only B-52 and Eggnator at the time we started talking. Mm-hmm. But years later, it took about 4 or 5 years, he was going, okay, I really need you in here now. What's it going to take? And that's a whole other discussion that we won't. But it didn't take much. And I was there because at that point, now he was working with, Dave Friedman, Joe Morgan. What it is he owns... Avi owns Eggnator, Tone King, Synergy, which we're going to talk about a lot, and B-52. And then he made manufacturing deals, like 20-year-long manufacturing deals, with Dave Friedman was first. And he made, took Dave from a well-known boutique, little bit at a time guy to a world name that has,
See Friedman's everywhere. It's amazing.
And Dave, I'll finish with Boutique first, but Dave came aboard, and then Joe Morgan and if we'll talk about Joe Morgan, if you don't know who he is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Peter Diesel came aboard, so we make diesel in the U.S. Reinhold Bogner, we make his pedals. Reinhold still makes his amps, but we make all his pedals. Brian Wampler came aboard. We make everything for Brian. It's just, it's the candy store. I work the candy store. I mean, I remember the first day Bobby brought me in, walking around, he's trying to explain to me what I'm going to do, and he's blabbing away. And I'm just looking on the shelves going, oh, my God! I'm never going to make any money. It's true. Because every time we make something, I mean, it's just so... It's such an exciting place to be because mm-hmm. we have this whole brain trust of all the best amp makers in the business. I mean, a lot of them anyway. There's some great ones that haven't come aboard, but boy, is there a pool of them that have. So that's where I am now, still playing in a bunch of bands, still, you know, do a lot of stuff. But I'm proud as I'll get out to represent this gear because it's so fun.
The Maseratis, Ferraris, and Lamborghinis of our world.
And I get to test it all before it goes out usually and stuff like that. If there's a pool of testers.
Bummer for you.
Oh my God. It's so...
Well, it's interesting too because the a lot of the stuff here, and I warned everybody, these shows go by really fast as everybody here has been on the show knows. So, but there's a lot of cool stuff here. So, if we don't catch it all today, we just have to have you come back and stuff. So, I think what we should start with, because everybody was buzzing and JP like texted me, you got to check out this site, is the Synergy system. So, let me go ahead and have you explain that mm-hmm. and we can demo. I think you're already set up to play it.
Yeah,
and he brought a special prototype module that's really hip. So, I want everybody to take a look at this and what's going on. And you can share with Jeffrey. I don't have enough headphones. You got to hear this thing. It's really cool.
Awesome. Well, what? First of all, synergyamps.com. Everybody go there when you have a chance. Not now. Just stay here. But I'll let you know when to go. So synergyamps.com. What we did, this started years ago. You know, Bruce Agnator kind of started it all. Probably 10 years ago, I want to say. If some of you that are listening probably remember those modular amps, you know, with hot swappable tube modules. Mm-hmm. And Bruce was designing all, you know, he did a B-Man and a T-Deluxe, and then I think Dave Friedman helped with the 800 and the Plexi and things like that. But then it just never quite took off right. Avi wound up buying it from Bruce, but Bruce still designs a lot of the stuff. And then we started approaching, like the one I'm holding is a Metroplex. George Metropolis designed this. He gets a royalty from it. So that's the one thing we do that's different than most companies do is when, you know, they'll do it some kind of emulation of an amplifier, but they won't.
That's what we're talking about, the Helix, the Kemper, of these other amps.
They don't pay any royalties to these guys. We're in partnership with these guys. So George Metropolis designed this, and what this has two AX7s in it. Looks like that. This one is the new one by Dave Friedman. It's a BEBB. It's a Buxom Betty clean channel with a BE dirty channel. They're all two channels. They're all tube, and then it goes into the, I don't know if you can see this box here. You want to lift it up a little bit, but that's a SYN 1. That's the kind of the entry level or the travel. This is what I throw in my backpack when I do fly gigs.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a bit of weight to it because it has the transformer, it has another AX7 in it, or 12AX7, it has all the circuitry in it. But between this and that, it completes an actual tube preamp circuit.
So there's tubes in here. You can hear the tube.
Yeah.
You can see the tubes, I mean.
And the companies that we've partnered with that are coming up, like Reinhold, Reinhold is making one. Engel, we have the Engel Savage that we demoed, we brought out at NAMM. It's being worked on now. It hasn't released yet. I brought a prototype that Bruce Agnator designed of a Dumble Overdrive Special. That's what's in there right now. So there's Mike Soldano. We have the SLO. So
that's been around for a while, right? The Soldano's at least a year old.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones we made. So all the ones that are kind of name brand-ish, they get a royalty. And so I got in a discussion with somebody about this the other day where they said, well, the ones that, you know, that
that are Synergy brand, why should they be as expensive as the ones that, you know, George Metropolis or Mike Saldano make? And I said, well, look, for the companies that haven't partnered with us, you have this brain trust. You know, it's all part of Boutique Amps Distribution, which is like 10 of the best companies in the business. So, for instance, Bruce Egnator designed, you know, the Dumble in there. Dave Friedman, well, it's a Friedman module. I should probably use something else. But the point is, everybody listens to it and gives their opinion. So you have a brain trust of at least 5-6 master amp builders, plus a whole team of testers. You know, myself, I test them and this and that. And you get a lot of opinions. I said, you don't think that's worth $399?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. For $400 to get a $4,000 amp,
yeah.
You know, how much are a Friedman heads? Are 3,000, 4,000?
Yeah, 3,000-ish. The diesel VH4.
Or a Dumble?
Yeah.
It's like a down payment on your house?
The cost of the single housing is X, and the cost of the double housing is
how? Okay, the SYN 1 is $499.99, and then the all modules, no matter who made it, is $399.99. Mm-hmm. So under $1,000. And if you think about it, there's three distinct markets. Those of you that saw me do this on for Anderton's last year at NAMA, I'm going to give the exact same speech because it's true. Three distinct markets, if not four. One, and the biggest, is the guy that thought he couldn't afford a boutique amplifier. He doesn't have $3,000 to spend. But for under $1,000, now he has either something he can run into a powered speaker, straight into the board, straight in. We thought about every way you could hook it up. You know, a direct out. You can go into the effects loop of an amplifier, series effects loop. And it turns, I demo it with a Blues Deluxe. And I put it into the effects loop on top of the Blues Deluxe, and it gives you another two channels on top of your other one. We don't take any sound away from your Deluxe. There's a bypass button on the both on the box and on the floor, on the foot switch. And when it's bypassed, it's your straight amp. No sound, no level, no nothing taken away. We also didn't take away your effects loop. There's an effects loop in the box. But with going out of the other effects loop into the effects loop of your amp, you've now added two boutique channels to your amp. So most of these, you know, guys that can't afford necessarily a boutique amplifier, they probably have like a Deluxe or, you know, a Katana or something like that. You can go into the effects loop, and now you have a boutique amplifier for under $1,000. So I think that's a huge market.
Yeah. Well, and it's the real circuit. That's the thing.
Actual amp. It's the actual amp. And I'll tell you a good story about that on the third example. But the second example is the traveling musician, like all of us.
Yeah.
I throw that in my backpack, and I've now defeated any backline challenge I've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you three stories. You know, San Manuel, if you guys have played there, you know, the casino can't have amps on stage. So it's direct out, just like we're going here, right into the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through my wedge and through my ears, and it's great. I flew to New York for a gig, and they gave me this just destroyed twin with no effects loop. So I came direct out of the quarter-inch main out, right into just like an expensive pedal, into the guitar input, and it totally solved their crummy amp. And then another time, you know, I went and I had a Deluxe, so I went into the effects loop. So there's all kinds of ways you can use it.
So the quarter inch is like guitar level out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we're now plugged in. We're plugged XLR into line in.
And it has built-in cab sim, which you can defeat. And that's my next story, because the third market is the recording studio, and what recording mm-hmm. studio wouldn't want. And I believe Charles will allow me to say this, but Charles Scott from Bad Robot Productions...
Huge television production company.
Well, television and little movies like Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's J.J. Abrams' company.
Yeah.
Charles Scott is their musical director, and he reached out to me and said, I've been studying this Synergy stuff. I'd really like to kind of test it out. What do you think? I said, I'll be there in a half hour. And loaded my car up and drove down and go into this gorgeous studio. And this guy has every toy known to man,
mm-hmm.
just like you were saying, you know, mm-hmm. Kemper and Axe FX and everything. He has full Metropolis head with a cab load on it. You know, he records with everything you can imagine. Plugged my stuff in, bought it on the spot. And he said this. He said, you know what? I love my IRs that I've created and my Axe FX, but this is the first time I've been able to use something like this, and it feels like a real amp. And it's because it is a real amp.
Oh, that's great.
So It's just, I get so excited about this. I'm like a cartoon character bouncing off a
wall.
No, I'm so excited.
I don't know if I'm going to jump ahead in the stories, but there was something that you told me that I found very interesting because of the one that holds the two, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I you get the two two channels, right? The channel switching, but then you've got four.
Yeah, four channels.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because that sounded really cool.
The Syn 2, there's a lot of different versions of it. You go to synergyamps.com, and there's all kinds of stuff. But there's a rack unit that holds two modules. We also, Steve Fryette designed the power amp, the Syn 5050, so it's a stereo power amp, so you have a whole rack system. Then we're just coming out with now the heads and combos and things like that for people that, you know, like the look of a real amp. We have a Syn 30, both head and combo. It has its own onboard clean channel, which is gorgeous.
Nice.
6V6, 30 watt. You know, it's gorgeous sounding clean channel, and it'll run without a module in it. But it has one slot per module. So you've got a three-channel amp. Then we have, and that it comes in a combo and a head. And then we also have the Syn 50 head, which is, it doesn't have a clean channel, but it holds two modules. And it's 50 watts. So there's all kinds of ways to hook it up. It's really just such
brilliant.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, so you're looking for like a, you have a Bogner on one side and then a Bassman on the other. So you have the kind of the clean and the dirty of the Bassman, the clean and the super go dirty or dirtier on the Bogner. And then, you know, we haven't even gotten to the pedals yet, which Bogner and all these other, it's amazing. Yeah. Friedman and that's some beautiful stuff down here.
Those, the 30 watt and the 50 watt, are those tube power stages or are they solid state?
No. We make nothing solid state.
Okay. No class D for you.
No.
Okay.
We are tube people.
Right on.
So those combos, that's actually a cool little idea. I mean, four sounds out of one combo, a 50 watt. That's pretty cool.
Or into your effects loop of an amp. Now you have six channels.
Now and also too, those amps. It has all these outputs, right? The amp simulator and the line out.
Yeah, the cab simulator.
The combo amps, so you can still use them.
It's
in the
all
studio.
The same. Everything's exactly the same. There's also a SAG control on it, which kind of. I'm blanking. I don't remember whether Bruce designed that or was it, that's another Fryette design, and I'm going to get in trouble for this in the morning. But there's a sag control in it, which kind of emulates the sagging of the tube, and you can adjust that to to the feel that you like. You saw me messing with that earlier, the little red light that came on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get it to just when I'm digging in to just start to blink, and that's where I like it.
When in the cabs for this, can you go, are they all 6L6 or EL34, or can you choose? You guys made a solid choice.
Yeah, they are. That whole tube switching thing is difficult because they take a lot of them take different sockets and different wiring to they're biased differently. So you really, it's not a.
There's
a couple amps that you can do that with, but not many.
But you do have to commit. So what?
Yeah.
So the synergies.
No, it
with
is
6L6s
what it is.
Or
well,
do
the
they have different
watt, I believe, is 6L6s. And I'm sorry, I'm not remembering right off the top of my head. And I'm pretty sure the 30 watt is 6V6s.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I love a 6V6.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to break up a little bit easier. So. Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to this one. Now, this one has the prototype Dumble in it.
Right.
Uh-huh. I touched it, so I might have to bring your gain back up. Let me bring you.
There's a volume and a gain on that.
Okay, you should be on.
Playing a really, really nice Friedman double.
You should be.
Double. Humbucker and strap.
It wasn't.
There we go.
If you don't see lights, it's not on.
Okay. And it's going to take a second for the tubes to get on.
Yes.
But
Friedman guitars, by the way.
Yeah.
By Grover
Friedman.
Jackson. We'll get into that.
And he's Jeff Shree's holding a one with P90s, a really cool kind of 70s Telecaster.
They're Dave Friedman design P90s, and then Grover Jackson hand wires them, does all the
wow.
work. I mean, Grover Jackson, that boy can make a guitar.
You got to check these necks out. I was
amazing.
Before.
Neck is wild.
It's ridiculous. But they're the two different profiles. This one is a little, more Tele-ish, and that's the more California style.
Right.
So, they're amazing guitars, and they don't all come beat up looking, but I happen to like them beat up. The guitars are a whole other story.
All right, let's go ahead and try this.
Okay. So is it on the blue channel?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a little... So... Nice and clean, and then as I turn it up, and then you go into your.
Okay.
so it's good, nice and. But it has all the controls like an OS, you know, an Overdrive Special.
It gets that compression, the tube compression.
The tube compression.
Even in the clean sound, you're getting that fatness.
And then if you want to swap it out real quick, all you do, you can hot swap it. I suggest you don't. Because it's better if you do, but you just unscrew it and slide it out.
Now, which module is this?
This one is Dave Friedman's new BEBB. It's a Buxom Betty clean on the blue channel and a BE channel on the red channel. Just give it a couple of twists on the screws there just to ground it.
Okay. And you should be on.
Now, I haven't set this one up, so you might have to play with the gains and the volume and turn it around.
And give the tubes a chance to warm up here. 12 seconds.
Yeah, you're on the blue one. That's the bottom.
That should be your clean channel, so turn your gain to about maybe 9 or 9 o'clock maybe and turn the volume up. Nice and fat.
Now, I'm putting the EQ up straight up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And where do you have the red channel set?
The gain's up all the way.
Nice. Turn it down just a bit.
Okay.
And to give me some volume.
Now, do we have the speaker emulator on? I can't tell.
Yeah.
That's on. Turn it off so they can hear the difference. Okay, it's off now.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't see it.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
It gets that sound. It sounds like a Friedman.
Yeah.
I mean, playing with with cab and a power amp and miking it, it would even be closer, but it's pretty close. I mean, we're not tweaking it in a studio with a little bit of reverb or whatever. It's pretty close.
Yeah. So they're really nice. This one was made by George Metropolis. Like I said, this is a Metroplex.
Do you want to put that one in?
It sounds wicked. All right, I use this live a lot. I could live on the blue channel.
Does this push a cabinet? Is that module right there?
Oh, yeah. Well, it won't push. It'll push a powered cabinet. Oh, okay. In other words, there's no power in it.
No power.
It's just a preamp.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But to be able to tour with your sound and not have to worry about
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it takes pedals. Great. I've got pedals in it right now. You heard a little bit of delay on it. I've got that in there. Okay, I thought maybe I hot swapped that one, but
no, I turned it off.
Pass that over to Jackson.
Okay, I think this is set up the way you have it. It's on the blue right now. And again, I'm going to show you guys. You can see the tubes in there. It's a tube circuit.
Really different voicings.
It's set up the way I have it live, so that's why this one's kind of dialed in more. Yeah. I like that one quite a lot. I like them all.
Nice. What is in there right now?
That's the Metroplex. And then this one is the B-Man. Now, this is designed by Bruce Egnator after what it sounds like it's after. And it's just a whole bunch of fun.
Is this more than more gain?
No, this is... It's like a... I'm not allowed... You know, like, it's a B-Man.
Is it gainy or intended to be more?
The red channel kind of like gets plexi-like.
It's like that silver amp you keep bothering me to borrow all the time.
I was going to ask about that. No, but they have. But what I is use considered this, a bass.
Yeah, yeah.
A basement emulation.
Can, I can.
Is that? There's one that's basement-like, and he has a great, great basement. So.
Oh, yeah. The front of house guys love this module.
I bet.
Yeah. Oh, they go nuts for it. They're like, oh, my God, it's so clean.
Is that you're on the blue.
Love how clean the clean is. Now, it takes pedals. It takes pedals really. It takes pedals great. Friedman Dirty Shirley pedal. Buxom Boost. Friedman. I have all kinds of toys down here. Wagner Lindhurst.
Now, I just want to mention, too, on this one, too, you have a Bright, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the.
Now, this one has
T, what's
separate,
the T switch for? Is that a treble boost?
I believe so.
Wait a minute, you're on blue. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, it's a three-way. All right, hold on.
Oh, it's a family show, Jeff.
Just different tone structure.
Yeah, but that last one up there, it's got more chunk to it.
It's got meat. And I have no pedals kicked in except that one delay. Okay, no delay.
Yeah, I'm curious about for him that he's doing country stuff, but he's also doing gaining kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And is a Bogner user. What in there is kind of close to that I'd love to hear him try to dial in.
Oh yeah,
you know, something like that.
I mean, actually,
this one. You already
his plug.
I think if he was doing
with
try
the
this
basement
one,
and some pedals.
Try this one. Give him the. Go ahead and plug him in.
And give,
no, keep
him,
that
no,
guitar.
Keep the.
What about
keep
this? That. This.
Just give him one from here.
What about this line, Jeff?
Oh, I knew that. I'm a medium-paid professional.
The power of being able to dial the amp.
And he's got P90s too, which is a different amp.
A whole different deal. Just straight.
That's the blue channel, the clean one.
Can you add a little grit to it? Hold on, with these, yeah.
First, perfect. I'll add compression. Kind of a clean country compression. And by the way, that's the Bogner Lindhurst compressor with the Rupert Neve transformer. One of the best compressors I've ever used. For a gritty compression. This is a Friedman Sir Compre, which has its own kind of voice and has a gain to it, but it's also compressive.
Right,
yeah. I use this pedal a lot.
That's nice. It really holds. You can still really keep the character of the notes as it dirties up, which is always
now this
thing.
One, check this out. This is a brand new pedal that I stole from the shop. It releases April 20th. But this one is a new one by Wampler. It's called the Equator. And it has all these mid controls. There's, you know, equalizers are really a great tool in a board, and they don't get used enough. That's all I used to use for overdrive. Is a a graphic EQ.
And hit the front of it.
And you just hit the front of it. So it's got level. It's got. But the nice thing is, you know, your bass and treble is always going to kind of, once you dial it in, it's going to stay about the same. Where you get in trouble is different the mids in different rooms. So this has all kinds of mid control. But anyway, here's just the clean version. Pushes it into overdrive really well.
Yeah, that is.
And then another clean boost is the Bucks and Betty. Bucks and Betty. Friedman.
Nice.
Dave Friedman has ears. That boy can hear tone, man.
And these are our P90s, too, for everybody that might be watching us. That guitar
and
sounds
then
crazy.
To go all the way crunchy, here's the Dirty Shirley pedal.
Now, go ahead and just show the cameras right there so they can see this guitar. And so he's got the P90s on this, and this is a Friedman made by Grover Jackson. It's a beautiful guitar. It's a great one.
Different, really different neck. The chunkier neck?
I'm really into the chunky neck.
Yeah, I love it. On a telly, there's nothing like that.
To really dig in kind of that.
Well, this isn't a Strat. This is a Cali. We have a vintage S, which is Strat-like, and they usually come, you can order them three singles, but they usually come with a Dave Friedman design humbucker and Dave Friedman design two singles. And like I say, Grover Jackson
just
hand wires them.
Not that common to have an amp maker who's also making super high end. It's and guitars.
Well, pedal boards and pedals.
Yeah,
and
it's
power
like
supplies.
Covering
and,
a lot of ground here.
Oh man, I mean, we have a Wah-Wah coming out. It's awesome.
And there is a Bogner module coming.
Yes.
And what is that based on?
Ubershaw.
Ubershaw.
Yeah. We also have an Engel Savage. There's all kinds of stuff coming.
Is it, Jeff, that you have?
I just got the Goldfinger.
Oh, I love that. I had a Goldfinger.
Yeah,
for a long time. I love that.
I heard
beautiful.
I was like, okay. That's
now, what module would you use if you wanted to get like a super reverb?
Probably the T Deluxe.
The T Deluxe.
Yeah, it's a voice like twin on the blue and I think it's a blackface deluxe on the red.
Because that's another sound that's not used a lot because the amps are so bulky.
So big.
But it's a great sound.
Oh, 335 and a super reverb? Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nothing like it.
But, I mean, a lot of my friends that used to play with brass sections and stuff, it's perfect. It cuts not too much depth so that, you know, not too much bottom end so the bass has got plenty of room. Yeah. But for funk and you know, R&B groups, it was the perfect.
Yeah.
So we got about 20 minutes, so I guess these amazing things that are sitting behind you.
Oh, well, we got amps. We got
okay,
amps.
Did we go through everything that we wanted to on the pedals?
There's a whole board full of Bogner pedals down there.
It'd
take about a week to do that. By the way, as far as pedals go, you can't see these. I've talked about some on my board. This is my own personal board. There's an Ethereal on it by Wampler, which is a dual-layer delay with reverb. What am I plugged into?
You need to.
The same problem I just had in reverse. I'll never claim to be smart. Is nowhere on my resume.
Oh, I don't know. You're genius when it comes to these tones.
So that's just a slap that I have. But the Ethereal sounds like this.
So it's a modulated
reverb
delay.
Tank modulation and delay kind of.
Yeah, it has separate controls for the reverb and the delay, so you can use one or the other. But hear the reverb? It's really pretty.
Oh, that's cool.
But does it do a modulation? I heard it modulate a little bit.
Well, it's you know what? It's because it's on a subdivision. Now it's on quarter note. Yeah, it has subdivisions too. So yeah, that's just a... pretty.
That sounds really cool.
So that's that pedal. I think that does it for my board. Then we move over to the Bogner board, and there's a bunch of pedals from Bogner there. There's the Lyndhurst compressor. There's the Oxford Fuzz. Those are both with Rupert Neve transformers in them. And you're welcome to check those out as you go.
Are they plugged in?
Yeah, these are
plugged.
Oh, are they? What are they plugged in?
They're plugged into the
Imperial.
Tone King Imperial.
Would you like me to engage here?
Try the compressor first.
Which is
We did the compressor on my... I have the same compressor on my board. So go with the Fuzz.
Which is?
The green one, Oxford. It should be set up. Hit just some like fifths. See here the fuzz? Very crunchy fuzz. And it's very dialable.
And chunky without being zizzy.
Yeah.
We're doing kind of
well, you can control the zizz. There's a tone structure on there and fuzz structure on there.
But he's getting all the harmonics. Listen to that. He's getting that squonk. There you go.
Yeah. Isn't that gnarly? Okay, so that's the Fuzz. Then we have the Burnley. These three came out about the same time, the Burnley, the Wessex, and the Harlow. Different. And they also have the Neve transformers in them. Wildly popular. They're just really...
different games. That's... Yeah.
So that's the Burnley. Wessex.
And this is all going into the Tone King, which is behind.
Yeah, right here. Tone King Imperial. Now, granted, you're not really hearing, you know, we have these dialed back to, I've got the attenuators all the way off, you know. Like,
yeah, the amps are low, really, but it's anything. But you can hear with a microphone, and I'm not even using the Audio Technicas, but this the Sterling here. It's sounding really nice. It's getting a nice full sound.
The Burnley, you could hear what it was doing to the tone.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay, that's really cool.
Now try the Harlow.
What's the idea with the Harlow?
It's a more subtle sound. It's just a
overdrivey,
a little bit of compression. You know, it's just a different voice. Then you have your... These were extremely popular. The Ecstasy Blue
you
and
had
Red.
These, right?
Now, see the empty spot on that... The two empty spots on the board?
Uh-huh.
Those were for Red and Blue Minis that are just coming out, but they're the only two we had, so I had to take them off. And it says we're still working on them. They're going to be... I can't remember when the release date is. I want to say it's maybe May, but...
Well, for somebody that was used to using them a lot, too, the fact that you're going to get a mini of them.
Yeah, but...
It's awesome.
Try the blue first.
It's done already.
Isn't that ridiculous? It's just... It's it. Yeah. Now try the red. Well, the Ecstasy has your two. It's got the blue section and the red section. So those are...
So the
red is a higher gain, is the higher gain version of the Ecstasy.
Yeah, on P90s, it's a little weird.
With all that gain, you're going to get some noise. Well, where the blue is quieter.
You also have the fluorescent lights, which actually this is doing really well.
Yeah.
With the fluorescent lights.
Well, that's Dave's power supply and buffer bay. Quiet. And then you got your Uber shawl. Oh.
Hit the boost.
And then the LaGrange.
Those are sweet.
Isn't that great?
And they're going to be coming on a mini pedal too.
Variac setting.
Mm-hmm. it's a power soap.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, so let's talk amps real quick, because we probably don't have much time. Again, like I said, Friedman is one thing, and I think, JP, you're plugged into this little monster. This is a mini Dirty Shirley. Dirty Shirley is the, if BE was your brown sound, Dirty Shirley was your more classic rock sound, and it's a killer amplifier. This is the mini version of it with a 10-inch speaker.
We borrowed one at a gig in Wisconsin.
Dirty Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
For 40
watt?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, it's
it was, that was Steve Edwards.
Can I swear on
this? Hi, Steve.
No, we have kids.
Oh, okay. It's the excrement. It's it should ship with a diaper.
Well done.
This is
God, I worry about you.
Don't. Just join in like you normally do. Right. He makes me look like
oh, I know,
Hoppins. So again, we can't turn it up, unfortunately, but I mean, it's just a wicked sounding little beast. Little 20-watt amplifier with all the tone you could ever want. Gain structure switch, so here's mellow. There's a little bit less mellow. And then there's your full gain. But a very bluesy gain, you know, it's really classic and nice. So that's that one. Then, you know, like you say, you see more Friedmans on stage than you do Marshalls anymore. I mean, it's so many stars use Friedmans. So what I tell people about Joe Morgan is that what Dave did for the sound of Marshall, Joe, in my humble opinion, or less than humble opinion, does for Fender Vox voicings. Mm. It's what you always wanted your Fender to sound like, and it just never would. No clanginess, no this, no that. Now, I use... this one's an MVP 23 combo. I use an MVP 23 Live myself. Let's see, what am I plugged into?
Are these all 6V6s, or?
No, this is EL34.
Do you want the F-30s? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move you over to that bad boy.
Okay. And again, I've got it. He has a different way to do attenuation. I think it comes on the front end. It's called power level, and it's. I wish I could turn it up and show you, but I have it turned all the way off. It goes to a quarter watt. But this is kind of voiced after a dumble, and so I like it to be where I dial back on the guitar, it's a little clean. When I get it up there, it starts to get a little hair, you know.
Yeah, it gets that bloom. That
yeah,
bloom tone.
And then turn it all the way up, and it's got some singing kind of, and then you add pedals to that. And so that's kind of how I set it up. But incredible amplifiers. His voicings are just so pretty. You know, right? And that's got... Let me see. It can get real gain. And that's just... No pedals. No, you know. And I've got the gain at about 10 o'clock. And if I cranked it, I don't think I can get it any quieter. It's pretty silly what it'll do.
That was nice.
But yeah, I don't like that much gain normally. I'll use pedals for that.
It's a great sounding amp. I mean, we really have it tuned down.
Way down.
When you let the speaker voice, it's going to sound 10 times.
Yeah.
So that's you know, Morgan amps are incredible. He's got a ton of different models. We made a special all-wood cabinet version for Rusty Anderson with playing with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He's got him out live. A lot of country stars use these amps. A lot of guys. The Josh Smith model just came out.
Oh, JS, really?
Oh, Josh.
Oh, Josh is using the...
Oh, yeah.
JS12. Yeah, I've seen it in his videos.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And what a ridiculous player. Holy moly. So there's that. And then, of course, we own Tone King as well. So we bought that from Mark Bartel. And we tried to stay as... and who's plugged into that? That's you. That's you. You're in the Tone King.
I think you're in the Tone King.
Okay, and you're in the Morgan, yep. And he's in the Friedman.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all set for the end.
Yeah. How close are we to the end? Probably pretty darn.
We got a few minutes, but go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
The Tone King, it kind of a Fender voicing, an American vintage voicing, again, without all the clang and all. It comes with an onboard attenuator as well. It's the Iron Man 2 that's built into it, which is also a Tone King product. But I have that dialed all the way down to nothing. I think it's what, like a quarter watt, something like that. But these things, I wish I could turn them up and show you what they all sound like. But
now the Tone King is voiced like a Fender, or for like a Marshall?
No, like a Fender.
So okay, like so the Morgan and Morgan's like a little Dumble. The Tone King's like a Fender with a lot of gain.
Yeah. And actually, the Morgan, that Morgan's like Dumble-ish voicing. He has you know, the AC20, AC40. Those are obviously ACs. That voicing. He also has RCA 35R, which is one of my favorite voicings he had. It's very Fendery, very chimey, very, mm-hmm, and it mm-hmm. just breaks up gorgeously. Is that a word, gorgeously? I don't know.
Sure.
It works.
SW50. He's got a lot of different models, but this particular one is kind of voiced Dumble-y, Fendery. You know.
Now, real quick, because we got about 2 minutes, and then we can take ourselves out. Let's talk a little bit about the Friedman guitars. Is that an alder body with a maple neck rosewood fingerboard?
This is a Palfaro fingerboard. The rest you got right.
Okay.
Alder.
And what's the pickups?
They're
the Grovers?
Yeah, these are, well, Dave Friedman designed humbuckers. These are the standard and the plus. A little tiny bit hotter, but they're very classically voiced. When I picked this up, I expected it to be very gainy, very, you know, because it's Dave Friedman, gain, rah, you know. And I was shocked to find out that, I talked to him and Grover about him. He said, no, man, they made him right old school. So they're very musical. They're very
not as percussive. Much gain, more tone.
More tone.
Yeah. Now, that Tele, what's that? That's now,
and this is, by the way, this is called a Cali. So it's a kind of a California idea, you know, one knob, two humbuckers, you know, that kind of a deal with a Floyd, you know, mm-hmm. more metal-y. Then we have the Vintage S. As a matter of fact, I have one of those on my phone. I don't know if you could see it. Probably not.
You all have to post it.
Yeah, we'll post it. But and you can see it on my Facebook page. I have them posted there all the time. But and then this one, of course, is Vintage T. They come in all kinds of different pickup configurations. This one has P90s. They come. You can order any pickup configuration you want. And we have a lot of really cool pickups. We sell our pickups now, too. And then we have...
And that's Ash? That's Ash body?
It is not. That is... I want to say it's...
Alder?
It might be Alder. I think that's an Alder. I'd have to look at the model number, but I'm pretty sure it's Alder. But we do have Ash, which are a lot... They're a little bit of an upcharge, but they're so light. Oh, my God. And then we have on the Metro Ds, which is a set neck, comes in... Usually with the humbuckers, but people have ordered them other ways too, and they come, you know, non-relict or relict, and they're just fantastic playing guitars. They're not a Les Paul. We purposely steered away from,
mm-hmm.
but they're Les Paul-ish, I suppose. And some of those have Ash bodies, and they're like no weight at all. And then we have, he's got these flame maple tops that are just unbelievable. So I can't stress enough how much I love Grover Jackson. I really can't.
Well, we're out of time, and I just want to mention www.boutiqueampsdistribution.com.
Yeah.
Boutiqueampsdistribution.com. Mm-hmm. And the phone number is 323-277-4119.
4111.
4111.
Or 4100 will get you there.
Okay, 4100.
My extension's 104.
Extension 104. And you can call in and do you have like a showroom down there to take a look at them,
we're a manufacturer, yes, I have a show. I wouldn't call it a showroom necessarily, but yes, I have a place you can try out hamster.
Okay, and then where are you playing? Because you're doing a bunch of different things.
Oh, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. Gosh, I'm coming. I'm playing with a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute called Deja Vu.
Mm-hmm.
Our next show is at Alva's showroom. Mm-hmm. April 8th.
Which is an awesome band. Fabulous.
Thank you so much. We play a lot at Rockin' Brews. We're mm-hmm. coming back there soon, San Manuel Casino. We have a couple of nights at Candlelight Pavilion coming up. But yeah, if you just look up Stephen Elo, E-L-O-W-E, on Facebook, I post every week where I'm playing and with whom, because it's God knows who.
And then JeffreyMarshallMusic.com, and right. You have the band Bleeding Harp is what you're playing with right now?
I do, yeah. We're playing actually Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Where at?
Ireland's 32.
Oh,
Irish
cool.
Pub in the valley here.
Yeah, man.
We play there once a month.
But he's also joining on the planet with Mr. Lau Tizer.
Yeah, I've been playing with Lau Tizer Band. And the new CD just came out.
And the fall show with, that's awesome. The new DVD, Songs from the Swing House.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then you did a little bit of work with Mr. Parsons.
I did.
In the fall.
Tour with Alan Parsons Project in November. Yeah.
And I'm still holding you to it to get Alan Parsons here. No, I'm a big fan of Alan Parsons.
Yeah.
And Carpe Duran, what are you guys doing?
We are right now recording the new Incendio CD.
Okay.
We're doing drums soon and recording some other friends and have an amazing lineup set up for this summer already. So we're going to announce that probably
when
in about
a month. When do you think the album's coming out?
Probably the fall.
Fall.
Early
so fall, fall.
Late summer, early fall.
So they will be here in fall because we will go through that album.
Right.
So that's
Fine-tooth comb.
Yes. Is Bleeding Harp coming out with an album?
We are. It's a long process. It's a long story. But yes, we're basically sitting on it right now. We had a guy shopping it for us.
Okay, because when you're ready to release too, we should have the group come on for sure. Again, I want to thank all of you guys for coming down. It's great, and it's been a long time coming.
And we talked about this a long time ago.
If I can just pull a pun out of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yes, but I'm glad we were able to get you finally on the show. JP, Lisa, it's always great to see you guys. And Jeffrey, I look forward to the new album. Okay, so I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Check out, again, BoutiqueAmpsDistribution.com, and I'm going to let these guys take us out. We'll be right back.